When the first cases involving Iraqi prisoner abuse go to trial in Baghdad tomorrow, the military police reservists, whose faces are now well known thanks to photographs of abuse, are to be tried in individual courts-martial. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with military law experts about the proceedings.
Other than the uniforms of those in the courtroom, Eugene Fidel and other experts say the court-martial procedures look basically like those of federal criminal courts.
There's a judge. There are prosecutors. They're called trial counsel. There's a defense counsel. There may be a civilian defense counsel. There's a jury. It may be only three people or five people for a general court-martial. The burden of proof is still on the prosecution. The proof has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. There's the presumption of innocence. It's really going to be, in many, many important respects, familiar territory.
But there are no hung juries because it takes just two-thirds of the panel of officers or enlisted service members to convict. And it's the juries, not the judge, that do the sentencing, unless the defendant asks to be tried only by a judge. Experts say in the trials in Iraq, the government seems to have a fairly typical strategy. The first to face court-martial is Specialist Jeremy Sivitz, who's expected to plead guilty for taking some of the pictures of the abuse at Abu Ghraib and testify against the others. He's facing a special bad conduct discharge court-martial, in which he can only be sentenced up to a year in prison. It's likely to be a short trial, according to Gary Solis, a former Marine Corps judge advocate and military judge who now teaches at Georgetown University.
What he will have to do, however, is explain to the military judge why he is guilty. It is not sufficient in a military court to simply say, I'm guilty. He will have to explain in his own words what it is he did, saw, or assisted in that makes him guilty.
Solis believes that the Sivitz testimony and the photos will make it difficult for the next defendants, Javal Davis, Ivan Frederick, and Charles Grainer, who are facing what's called general courts-martial, which have no limits on sentencing. Those MPs have hired outside lawyers and are not relying solely on the counsel they receive from the military. Charles Gittins, a defense attorney and former Marine Corps officer, said he expects the lawyers to try to delay the trials as the numerous investigations into the prisoner abuse continue.
The U.S. government and Central Command want these trials to be over fast to get up behind them, whereas it's not in the interest of the accused to go fast because there's obviously going to be more evidence developed. And in fact, with every passing day, we find out more and more about higher-ups who may have countenanced, if not ordered, this kind of treatment of prisoners.
Gittin says there is a possibility that some generals might be forced to testify.
You know, if you're a defense counsel, you go where the evidence takes you. You demand documents that are relevant to how prisoners are treated. Those documents will beget interviews, which may beget additional documents. You just have to follow the evidence.
But Eugene Fidel, a military law expert with Feldisman Tucker Leifer and Fidel, says the military judge ultimately decides who testifies.
You can't go on a fishing expedition, and you have to make a showing as a predicate for a request for a witness. What is it that the witness would testify to?
And Gary Solis of Georgetown University says he doubts any military judge would force high-ranking generals to testify. He suspects the highest-level official that would be made available for questioning would be Brigadier General Janis Karpinski, who ran the Iraqi prisons last year and has since been admonished.
Logically, you're looking at the possibility of General Karpinski. Certainly, whoever the colonels were who were in charge of the various brigs or prisons, and certainly the watch officers below them. So captains, majors, colonels very definitely will be subject to being called before the courts. General Karpinski, perhaps, but I would doubt if anybody above her would be brought in.
Defense attorneys also have major logistical hurdles to overcome and may seek to move the trials outside of Baghdad, though experts doubt the lawyers will succeed on that front. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.